Senator Edward Kennedy's hometown paper, The Boston Globe, commenced an editorial page obituary with a startling line: Ted Kennedy was not a great man. We'll leave that conclusion for others to debate. What the words reflected, though, and synthesized, was a 47-year public career in which the youngest Kennedy brother lived out an ongoing metamorphosis. From ingenue of dubious gravitas,
another Kennedy has thrown his hat into the national political arena. Edward M. or Ted officially announces
to accidental eloquent paterfamilias.
On behalf of Mrs. Kennedy, her children, the parents and sisters of Robert Kennedy, I want to express what we feel to those who mourn with us today.
To cowardly, negligent embarrassment.
There is no truth whatever, to the widely circulated suspicions of immoral conduct that have been leveled at my behavior and hers regarding that evening.
To presidential candidate.
Today I formally announce that I'm a candidate for President of the United States.
To drunken caricature.
Remember, if anyone asked, you're my niece from out of town.
I am your niece, Uncle Joe.
Good Lord, I'm an abomination.
To liberal standard bearer.
Mr. Bork should also be rejected by the Senate because he stands for an extremist view of the Constitution and the role of the Supreme Court.
To lion of the Senate.
I will be there next January on the floor of the United States Senate.
All played out in the media for a public endlessly intrigued by the epic exploits, tragic fates, and tragic flaws of America's most enduring political dynasty. Now the tragic, comic, appalling, inspiring, above all, epic odyssey has come to an end, with all the media attention befitting the last male Kennedy of his generation. As to the question of greatness, it is a subject that the senator himself considered in 1968 in eulogizing his martyred brother, Robert. Perhaps this is the passage the editors of the Globe had in mind.
My brother need not be idealized or enlarged in death beyond what he was in life. To be remembered simply as a good and decent man who saw wrong and tried to right it, saw suffering and tried to heal it, saw war and tried to stop it.
Edward M. Kennedy died this week at the age of 77. That's it for this week's show. On the Media was produced by Jamie York, Mike Volo, Mark Phillips, and Nazanin Rafsanjani, with more help from Kasia Glotke and Sarah Fidelibus. Sarah, thanks so much for your time here. Good luck teaching this semester. The show was edited this week by, give or take, me. We had technical direction from Jennifer Munson and more engineering help from Zach Marsh. Our webmaster is Amy Pearl. Katya Rogers is our senior producer and John Keefe, our executive producer. Bassist composer Ben Allison wrote our theme. This is On the Media from WNYC. Brooke Gladstone will be back next week. Thank God. I'm Bob Garfield.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science. Neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.